In 1731, English naturalist Mark Catesby published The Natural History of Carolina, Florida, and the Bahamas, providing the first published description of the ivory-billed woodpecker. The bird is now extinct, or it isn't, but like Schrödinger's cat, we can't know for certain unless someone lucks into opening the box and not just seeing one, but getting photos or videos to prove it. Even after most people gave up on seeing an ivory bill in the United States, some continued to search in Cuba, the only other country on the planet where the species has been recorded, though there have been no confirmed Cuban sightings since 1986. The last universally confirmed sighting in the United States was in 1944. My guide in Cuba this time, Michael Cañizares, has been one of the researchers searching for any evidence that the species continues to exist there. But our birding group stuck to the western half of Cuba's main island, and none of the places we visited were particularly remote. So even if ivory-billed woodpeckers continue to survive in Cuba, we didn't have a chance of seeing one. The pileated woodpecker has only been documented in Cuba by one person, Dunieski Urbano, who saw the bird for 2 days 3 years ago in February 2022. That one may well have been an individual blown over in a storm. So of the 7 woodpeckers on the official Cuban checklist, only 5 are actually possible to see, and our group this year got to enjoy every one of them. In October 2016, we saw only 3. Yellow-bellied sapsuckers winter in Cuba, the first migrants arriving in October, but we missed them last time. This time I got to see adult and young sapsuckers working on their sap wells on 3 different days. Cape May warblers, who famously spend a lot of time at sapsucker drill holes up here in the North Woods, especially during spring migration, winter in huge numbers in Cuba, where we watch them feasting in those sapsucker holes. We missed northern flickers in 2016, too, though we saw them twice this time around. The Cuban subspecies is a fairly common year-round resident there that is a likely candidate to be split into a separate species one day. That means that one morning when I go to eBird, for some random reason, I may suddenly notice that my life list is one species longer than it was. In 2016, we got a very quick glimpse of a Fernandina's flicker, the rarest of the 5 regularly occurring Cuban woodpeckers. It's an endemic species that I really wanted to see well. This time, we got to savor them on 2 separate occasions, including a pair that was courting or nesting. Fernandina's flicker is wonderfully distinctive, its front and back covered with delicate barring. Like other flickers, it specializes on ants and mostly feeds on the ground, but we saw ours in trees where they're much more conspicuous. By far the most common Cuban woodpecker, which we saw multiple times just about every day, is the West Indian woodpecker, a wonderfully photogenic close relative of our own red-bellied woodpecker. And like our red bellies, the West Indian woodpecker is attracted to sweets, so I got to see amazing close-ups at Casa Ana, the bee hummingbird feeding station. The last woodpecker we could possibly see on the trip was the Cuban green woodpecker, another endemic species. Its back is a beautiful and distinctive olive-lime green, but that's not even its most striking feature. The bright red and black head and throat markings and the stunning yellow breast and belly finely streaked with black make this bird gorgeous at any angle. In my lifetime, I've birded in at least 14 countries on 4 continents. Visiting any new country is a thrilling experience, but only a few countries or a few birds have so embedded themselves in my heart and soul that my yearning to return has ever been strong enough to spend thousands of dollars on my limited income to go there again rather than exploring someplace new. And I never forget that every trip I take, I have a moral obligation to find real ways to offset that carbon use. I yearned to return to Cuba because I so badly yearned to see a Cuban toady again. I accomplished that and got bazillions of nice photos as well. But I came home with so much more, including two more woodpeckers on my Cuban list and lovely memories and photos of all five woodpeckers. Who could ask for more? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.